This is about Facebook marketing for real estate investing and wholesaling. This book right here is how I do it. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. I give it away for free. You can actually download this for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And you can also download this one at smartrealestatewholesaling.com as well too, right? This is my original book. You need to read both of them 10 to 15 times. All right, so on the third step, you have to build landing pages. Basically, you have to decide how you want this audience. So we talked about the audience, we talked about market research, we talked about the audience. You need to show them something. They need to see. So for example, a typical example of what I'm saying will be a billboard, right? So you already know that you want people in Edison, New Jersey to see your ads. But what is it that they're going to see? Okay, what is it that's going to tell them the steps that they need to take? Right, whatever that is what we call it falls into two parts when it comes to digital marketing. Okay, so you have the ads and creative, you also have the landing page and funnels. Okay, but I'm kind of going backwards here because this is exact order that you want to have this ready when you're setting up your ads on Facebook. You want to make sure you have a landing page and funnels ready. You want to decide on what that is going to look like. So the first and probably one of my favorites, okay, is a simple banner. Okay, I call them digital bandit signs. They look like a regular bandit signs. I say we buy houses on the corner of the street with a phone number, all right? But the only difference is that you put this on Facebook and you put it on a reach objective on with a campaign with a reach objective on Facebook, and you put some fire behind it. But it's a phone number on it, and the idea here is that the phone number on it is being tracked. That phone number is only designed for that purpose, so you don't want other people from other type of marketing channel calling that number. The only people that will see that number are on Facebook newsfeed. When they see it, if it resonates with what they may want, they simply call that number. Okay, that right there is called a digital bandit sign. It's on digital marketing world, we call it banners. Okay, and Facebook allows you to place that. The only thing you should note is that the text on the banner cannot be more than 20% of the banner. Okay, but that's easy to do. We're gonna cover that on the future steps here. But that's the first type of, I guess, landing page funnel that you can have. It's a simple banner with the phone number on it. When they call that phone number, it's being tracked. That phone number goes to a voicemail. The voicemail says, hey, yes, this is Ola. I'm looking to buy houses in your neighborhood. Please leave me your name, the property address, and I will get back to you within the next 24 hours. When they leave that message, they leave that message inside of Google Voice, and basically you call them back. It comes to your email. You can listen to the voicemail. The voicemail, for the most part, will be transcribed, meaning you can actually read it, right? It'll be transcribed into text, and you see the phone number of the people in your email. You can call them right back and then get some more information that you have a lead. Because anytime you establish a contact with data, that becomes a lead. That goes from being a data, from being a piece of data to a lead, right? It's not a lead until you establish contact. Okay, when you talk to a person and they express interest in potentially doing the business that you're offering them, it becomes a lead. If they haven't done that, all you have is data. So when people drive for dollars and tell them you're collecting property addresses, all you have is data. You could have paid pennies for that piece of data on the internet, but somebody sold you on the idea that it's a better quality, right? And now you're driving around burning gas just to collect data. Okay, but once you established a contact and a person says yes, I may be interested in that, meaning they actually have to say yes, I may be interested in that, I may be or I am interested in that, that becomes a lead. That's why we call it a lead. It's a lead that can become a deal. Okay, so number two types of landing page is a little form that Facebook provides you. It's called Facebook lead ads. Okay, Facebook lead ads, we'll call it Facebook lead form, but Facebook leads ads is basically Facebook, we set it up for you. It's a form. People don't leave Facebook. There are people that swear that this costs less than other type of ads because people don't actually leave Facebook. The forms are pre-filled out with their email address because Facebook already have their email address and their phone number a lot of times, right? So it's pre-filled out, and but they have the opportunity to change it if they want. So let's say somebody has a different phone number on Facebook and it's already pre-filled out, they can delete it and fill out the phone number where they want you to call them, right? And then when they click submit, it basically goes into a sheet where you can retrieve every day or however often you check it, and then you can call those people back. It becomes a lead. So they call them Facebook lead ads. So it never takes them off of Facebook. They see the form right there on Facebook. You can hide a banner if you want. If you want to brand up the banner, you can do that. And then they fill that out, and then their information drops as lead, right? Because now they've created a contact with you. They've said, yes, I'm interested in what you, because the ad says we buy houses, right? We buy damaged houses, doesn't matter any condition, things like that, right? The ad says those things, right? And basically they fill out that form, it becomes a lead, you can call them back. So the only thing here is that it doesn't necessarily send you a notification when they fill out the form. So there are other tools that you can attach to that, like Zapier, it's called Zapier, that you can attach to that, that will send you notification when somebody fill out your Facebook lead ads, when they complete your Facebook lead forms. Okay, so that's the second type of landing page or funnel that you can create. After they submit that form, they will say, hey, thank you for filling out that form, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. And basically you want to pick up the phone and call those people because they may be hot right there, ready to go. Okay, number three is external lead capture form on a landing page. Because I'm a traditional internet marketer, okay, I prefer this because I'm in control also. Basically, when they click on your ad, they click sign up on your ad, right? It goes into a form external to Facebook, okay? It's not on Facebook. When they click on it, it takes them to your website, okay, and they fill out your form. They're usually filling out a form that's attached to an autoresponder like GetResponse or many other platforms out there, AOL or anything like that, right? When they fill out that form, you get a notification, you give them a call. Simple, okay? So that's the third type, is an external lead capture form, okay? Or lead capture page as a landing page, okay? So there are two tools that I use personally. Well, I use GetResponse personally, which is myempirepro.com/GetResponse if you're interested in that. Another one that allows you to fancy up the landing page, you can add elements, you can move things around, you can get a little bit creative with what your landing page looks like, is called ClickFunnels. You can find it at myempirepro.com/ClickFunnels. Yes, those may be affiliate links, so just keep that in mind that they may pay me a little bit of something when you do sign up. But both of them are on free trials, and you can take the free trial and play around with them, okay? Before you decide it's what you want to do. Fourth type of funnel, my favorite of all time, okay, is building a massive buyers list with a funded proposal sales funnel. Okay, this is a place where the market at large, okay, the business of wholesaling and investing is missing out big time. A lot of people will find deals and they can't find people to buy the deals, or they are just focused on people that buy deals too cheap. Okay, so for example, you found a deal at $20,000. It's worth $50,000 on the regular market, but you have your 5 or 6 or 7 cash buyers telling you it's too expensive. You know why? Because they are just those 5, 6 or 7. If we create market, build a marketplace of people that will buy more deals, the more demand you have, the higher the price will go up and more people are willing to pay more. Okay, you may say, but don't you want them to buy and make profit? You know, the cash buyers that are in the marketplace are not just buying to make profit. They're looking to make a killer for the most part, especially if they have so many wholesalers sending deals to them, right? They don't have to buy your deal, okay? Especially if they have so many, because remember, demand and supply. You're the one demanding them now, so their price is higher, which means they are looking to pay you less and less. But if you have a lot of people that are buying up deals in the marketplace, they're competing for your deals, you get to command a lot more dollars, and yes, they can still make profit. So if you go to some cities where there's this action going on, there's a lot of people buying deals, people are paying up to 84% of the after repair value. In your city, because no one is creating buyers, no one is educating people to become investors, you guys may be stuck at 65%. People are not willing to pay more than 55% of what the property is worth. That's because there's not enough buyers in the marketplace. So one thing you can do for this marketplace, if you really want to really change the game and disrupt things, which is where you can make a lot of money, is become a person who builds a massive buyers list. And when people bring deals to you, you can sell the deals, and people are willing to pay. People on your list can pay more because they're not hungry, you know, hungry sharks who are looking to pay less all the time, less and less, right? There are people who are looking to get their first deal. Of course, they want to make profit. You educate them how to make profit. There are all kind of educational materials out here. You can offer them those educational materials, make affiliate commissions off of that, but you build your list, you make money as you're building your list. You can sell your own leads, your own deals to them as well. You can also sell other people's deals. In this case, you're building a real business as opposed to just labeling yourself wholesaler. But that's something we'll cover in details when we get to this particular part of the course. But it's absolutely a game changer if you learn how to do it. As a matter of fact, this book right here is how I do it. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. I give it away for free. You can actually download this for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and you can also download this one at smartrealestatewholesaling.com as well too, right? This is my original book. You need to read both of them 10 to 15 times, but I simply give this away, and when I give it away, they give me their email address, and that's how I build my buyers list, okay? You can do the same thing. I'll give you a license to do that as well, too. But basically, that's the idea. You're building a massive buyers list. It's a funded proposal, because if they decide to buy a course at some point immediately or in the future on your list that you should be offering them stuff, you make affiliate commissions by simply doing that, and you don't have to wait until you close a deal before you make money. Are we making sense? Those are some of the possibilities that you can do when you're using digital marketing as opposed to getting stuck on driving for dollars. Okay, so that's the third step. So right now, let's go ahead and get into the fourth step. So that's it with this training right here. If you want more of this and you want to take advantage of this, simply go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you're an investor, you need this. You can find your own deals. You don't have to depend on wholesalers, okay? If you're a wholesaler, even better. You're going to be using the skills to build cash buyers list, because majority of investors are not going to listen to what I just said. They would rather just not worry about marketing. If you can find them deals, they are happy. They're happy to just get those deals from you and pay you $10, $20, $30,000 just for finding those deals for them, okay? So just come on inside. When you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, you're going to get two books absolutely for free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, of course, which you need to read over and over again. And then Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book, you're going to get that as well for free. And I'll take you inside so you can look over my shoulder. You have the opportunity to be able to look over my shoulder and learn how to set up everything I covered. All right, we're not going to talk as much. You just click, 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 you'll be able to set up everything I've just covered in the past few minutes. Okay, I'll see you on the next one. Have a good one. Peace.